It's quarter number three on the Keystone Kickoff Show. Time to Ask Ross. This week's Ask Ross segment is brought to you by the 409 Tailgate Club. For the best gifts for the tailgater in your life, go to 409tailgateclub.com. And always remember, tailgate with honor.
Welcome into the Labatt Blue Studio. It's time for quarter number three of the Keystone Kickoff Show. And that means it's Ask Andy and Bob.
Yes, it is.
And it's quite the same.
It's brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. I'm Jim Galante, sitting in with Bobby Flo, beat writer for the Penn State Nittany Lions football team, and Andrew P. Shea. This week, guys, we got some great questions. If you want to get your questions in, make sure you download our app, Keystone Sports, and you'll see both an Ask Ross and an Ask Greg button. You can direct your question either way. Yes, our buddy Greg Pickle.
What's our button, Bob?
Do you want a button?
No.
Do you want
a
button,
Andrew? Be careful what you wish for, Andy.
Yeah, that's what you're going for. Jim's like, I'll make that happen.
I'll tell you what, folks. If you send
in... Website only. Ask Andy.
Yeah. No,
there it comes.
Send in either to the Ask Greg or Ask Ross button. Let us know if you want an Ask Andy button. We'll let our audience determine that, Andrew.
I'll reply via email to your question.
We could have an Andy's accents button where he has to answer the specific question in a specific accent.
I could do
that?
Scottish, Irish, English.
I want that.
I could do a good German.
German. Folks, Spanish, maybe.
Folks,
I don't know.
If you want it, we will cater to our audience.
Russian?
Wimps. We had an attempt at Ukraine, but... Anyway, guys, the Keystone Kickoff Show and all this great Penn State football talk is brought to you by DraftKings Sportsbook, which is officially available in Pennsylvania. The trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting and is already America's top-rated sportsbook app. And if you're already betting in PA, betting with another book, take advantage of DraftKings' great sign-up offer. Get a free bet just for signing up. So here's what you do, guys. Download top-rated DraftKings Sportsbook app right now. Use code KSN. That's important. Code KSN when you sign up. For a limited time, all new users getting a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Don't forget, sign up code KSN. Place your first bet, and you get a risk-free bet up to $500. Only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older. Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. None of us here have that problem, do we, Bob?
Nope.
Not that I'm willing to share with anyone.
Though. Nope.
All right.
That would
then
be a hard no.
Let's get started with the question, guys. This one I really like, and I'm going to put out there first. Mike from Phoenix. He asked, who is Ohio State's MVP this year? Here's his choices. A, Justin Fields. B, Chase Young.
I know where this is going.
C, the attorneys. Both players shouldn't be eligible to play this year. Doesn't seem fair how they get preferential treatment. Who wants to handle this one?
I would say, as far as players on the team, I would pick the quarterback. I do like this guy's sense of humor, and I do think it is amazing that Ohio State's season wouldn't be quite the same without some really, really good legal representation. And, you know, I think the transfer portal has impacted a couple of major college programs this year. When you look at LSU, when you look at Oklahoma, and it's just, I mean, it's quite a different picture. If the transfer waiver is not in play.
So here's the interesting thing about the transfer portal. Now that we've got to watch a season, and the answer is, it is Dobbins in my book. But the thing is, when I watch Ohio State, when I watch LSU, when I watch Oklahoma, I watch those guys and I watch their quarterbacks, and it feels to me now Burrows is a little bit different because of his. The way he had the journey, but they feel like free agent quarterbacks to me, and that they're not part of, they're just a plug and play for their program for a short period of time. They're not really Ohio State Buckeyes or Oklahoma Sooners. They don't feel like players that are
Hurts is different, though, than the other two. One is a graduate transfer. The Correct. Other two were given immediate clearance to play clearances. Because of the legal system, and that's the distinction. Right.
And I think that's what our listener Correct. And a lot of Correct. Fans are upset about. I don't think anyone denied Jalen sure. Hurts. I think it's a great story. He wasn't going to play at Alabama. Yeah. But this Justin yeah. Fields rationale, yeah. for those who know the story, sure. you know just, what our listener
just real quick, has, what was, why what was Georgia thinking? I mean, why is Justin Fields – why did they love Fromm so much over this guy? I think it's a decision that's going to cost Georgia for the next couple of years, for 2 or 3 years. I watching them both play, I don't get it.
Yeah, I don't get it either. And Fromm struggles to get his team to 21.
All right. Since we're talking about other teams, let's get one more for another team. Matt from State College. If Rutgers switched to a service academy style offense, could that make them competitive in the Big Ten? That's not going to happen now that Shiano's back, but could a tricky attack allow a team with inferior talent to compete? I've heard that same question asked about Kansas in the Big 12. I think it's very intriguing.
Well,
what do you
think,
Bob?
just look at what Georgia Tech was able to do in the ACC with inferior talent. They were a handful for almost everyone they played.
Young team.
Yeah, I think you would see a better version of Rutgers if they went to that system. But ultimately, considering how good some of those teams are in the Big Ten, you're talking about, I think, a couple of wins a season. I think they would be better. I do. But I just don't think.
And shouldn't that be their goal?
Yeah, I mean, I think you're looking at 4 or 5 wins for sure every year. And I'm really curious to see how quickly Shiano can maybe work some magic at Rutgers. I do think they will improve, but let's see how he can recruit.
All right, they have a long way to go. Andy, this one's for you. Tom from Seven Valleys. Love your insight on PSU football. I'd like to know your thoughts on KJ Hamler going pro after the bowl game. I guess that was supposed to be the full sentence. Going pro after the bowl game. He put a question mark in the sure. middle of the sentence, so I thought that was the end. I wonder if another year of playing would help him out.
I think KJ Hamler should go. I don't think another year in Penn State helps him. In other words, if he's going to stay,
yeah,
he has to be able to add another star to beside his name for it. And I just don't think this offense is set up to give him that second star. He was a shining star this year for Penn State. I don't think another year adds another shining star to him. So in the school that he's at and in the offense that he plays in, and they made him a shining star this year, I don't think it gets any better for him. I still think his best football's ahead of him in terms of as a player at the next level. And I'm not saying that Penn State didn't develop him, but I just don't think they can do any more with him.
Just because of the type of player that he is and the size that he is, he got dinged in the head in the Maryland game.
Correct.
I think he got dinged. People forget in that Ohio State game 2 years ago, I don't think he played meaningful minutes in the fourth quarter. I think he also got dinged in the head. Had a 93. I think we've seen that he can befuddle standout defenses, and the injury risk I think is too great for him at his size. I think it would be for the fan base, they want to see him come back, but as a returner and as a receiver of his size, I think the right move for him is to come out.
We're coming to you from the Labatt Blue Studio. Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Bleed blue and white. Drink blue and light. This is the Ask Andy and Bob segment brought to you by 409tailgateclub.com. Do not forget that the best question is going to get some very good barbecue sauce and rubs and all that. And what a great Christmas gift. If you want to look these things up, go to 409tailgateclub.com. All right, next question. Let's see, where do we go from here? We're going to go to Chris from Massachusetts. Bob, what needs to change in order for Penn State's offense to be more efficient in the bowl game and next year? Chris also notes that all drives don't need to end in points, but picking up a couple first downs and flipping field position could be a huge improvement from this offense. I think that's been an issue this year.
No, I think well, for the bowl game, first of all, and I think we'll talk about it a little bit later, I think Sean Clifford's health is a major concern. I think he was definitely limited the last couple of games that he played. I'm talking about, I think, late in the Minnesota game. I think this might have all started In the Minnesota game. I'm not sure that was a cramp, but then again, I'm not a doctor. He's got to get healthy, number one, but you're potentially looking at an offense that might be operating without KJ Hamler. And the fact that they just have not developed, I just don't feel like they've developed enough wideouts to go with Hamler and Freiermuth. They have to get more from the passing game. They have to get more from the outside receivers. They have the offensive line. They have the running game, but they're missing. It's hard to be balanced when the defense knows you're either going to try and throw to Freiermuth or Hamler.
All right, let's quickly get in two more questions. This one's for you, Andrew. David from Lancaster. The last two seasons, we've seen the starting quarterback get banged up over the course of the season, negatively impacting performance. Does this occur to most college teams that feature a quarterback that runs? And what tweaks could be made to keep the quarterback upright and avoiding injury?
Yeah, I don't think you – I think that's just a byproduct of the way Penn State runs its offense. And running quarterbacks are going to take hits. They're going to get their legs caught up in piles and stuff like that. They want them to get down, but you can only get down so many times. I think the way that Sean Clifford and Trace McSorley battled through and continued to play at times through the injuries is a testament to them. But this is just a product of the way that they run their offense, and it's not going to change, and it's common in college football. Justin Fields is so good because you can't catch him. He doesn't get hurt because you can't catch the guy.
And he probably doesn't run as much as people think he does, but he runs at very important times like 4th and 5, 3rd and long.
Mm-hmm. And he beats you to the corner.
And we saw that, didn't
we? He beats everybody to the edge. It's crazy.
All right. Last question real quick is Josh from Lewistown. This one's for you, Bob. With the pending departure of Justin Shorter, it seems this offense isn't able to utilize big possession receivers. Mm. He brings up Shorter, Juwan Johnson, Irvin Charles.
All Jersey guys.
All the Jersey guys. What needs to change, or is Penn State just going to start only using slot guys at all three positions?
It's not about just athleticism. They gotta find some aggressive wideouts. Allen Robinson was aggressive at the point of catch. And so was Chris Godwin. They need some guys that not only are athletic, they got to find guys who want to go get the ball. I think that's been a missing part of the contested catch, and it's going to be that way until they get more aggressive.
Bob, do you think the issue is they came from New Jersey?
I do think part of it is. I'd be looking elsewhere for my big wideouts, not New Jersey.
They're not lacking in talent. Those guys are just lacking in production, and that's want to. That is one.
Ashe, pick the winner.
Not yet.
We're going to announce it in the fourth quarter.
Oh, that's
right.
Yeah,
well, that's
we'll announce that. We'll announce that one at fourth quarter.
I'm out of the loop.
All right.
I was never in the loop.
That's it for quarter number three from the Labatt Blue Studio. And quarter number four, we're going to take a look at the national picture and see where Penn State fits in.
Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light want to remind you that fall is the best season. Why? Because of football. Leaves. Fantasy football, flannel, beards, tailgating, oh yeah, and more football. Welcome to the best season ever. Grab some Labatt Blue and Labatt Blue Light. Cause it's time to get undomesticated. Beer. Labatt USA, Buffalo, New York. Always enjoy responsibly.
Hey Penn State fans, here is your chance to take something off your bucket list. That's right, GoPSU RV is offering a full range of RV setups ready for a weekend of great tailgating at their Lions Den, which is the closest single game RV overnight lot to Beaver Stadium. You can arrive anytime Friday afternoon, stay until Sunday morning, avoiding all that traffic. Don't miss this unique opportunity. Go online to GoPSURV.com and reserve your RV today.
As the trusted leader in daily fantasy, DraftKings has brought their expertise to legal sports betting. Take advantage of this great sign-up offer. Download today, use code KSNSSignup. For a limited time, all new users can get a free bet on sign-up. Plus, when you make your first bet, you can get a risk-free bet up to $500. That's code KSN only at DraftKings Sportsbook. Must be 21 or older, Pennsylvania only. Restrictions apply. Deposit bonus requires 25 times playthrough. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.